I'm very happy that you have come, because today we will start our lecture series called The Qualities of Sri Krishna.
Много съм среќен што сте тука, бидејќи денес ќе започнеме со нашата серија на предавања која го носи насловот Одликите на Кришна.
Whenever you want to think about someone or something, you naturally will think of the qualities.
Кога да посакате да мислите на некого или нешто, автоматски ќе ви паднат на ум неговите карактеристики или одлики.
For instance, when I think of Veerachandra, I think how he's always very good in his style, dressing style, and so on. Oh, when I think of Sachi Devi, I would think of her beautiful singing qualities.
Или кога мислам на Сачи Деви, размислам за тоа како она прекрасно може музички да се изразува.
When I think of Murari Chaitanya's Sony tape recorder, I think of the blinking qualities.
Кога мислам на касетофонот на Murari Chaitanya, onda razmislam za njegove trepkačke odlike.
So, whenever you think of something or someone, you have to think of the qualities.
Кога и да мислите на некого или нешто, автоматски на ум ви паѓаат неговите карактеристики.
Lord Krishna has unlimited qualities.
Господинот Кришна пак има неограничено многу одлики.
So that the unlimited amount of living entities who all have their individual specific tastes can feel attracted in thought of Krishna.
Така да неограничено многу живи суштества кои имаат неограничено многу различни врсти видови на вкус можат се уште да бидат привлечени од Кришна.
It is said that in time there may be learned philosophers or scientists who might be able to count the number of the atoms.
Речено е дека може би со времето ќе се појават толку мудри учени филозофи или научници кои ќе бидат во состојба да го да ги изброат сите атоми.
Even difficult, more difficult, there could be a time when theoretically the learned philosophers or scientists could count the particles of snow on the earth.
Или што е уште посложено, може би со времето ќе се појават толку учени филозофи и научници кои ќе бидат во состојба да ги изберат сите честици на снег или снеголки на земјава.
Or Brahma makes it even more difficult.
Или Брама уште повеќе комплицира работите.
Maybe there will be also a scientist who can count the molecules radiating from the sun.
И вели, може би ќе се појави научник кој би во состојба да ги изброи сите молекули кои еманираат од сонцето.
But he says, even if there could be such a scientist who could do such a feat, he would be unable to count the many qualities of Krishna.
Но понатака вели, дури ако замислиме дека постои таков научник кој во состојба да се справи со таква задача, се уште таквиот научник нема да биде во состојба да ги наброи сите одлики на Кришна.
Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says there is actually a scientist who has done this.
Но Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur вели сепак постои научник кој го има извршено оваа
задача. There is someone who has collected the number of the atoms on the earth.
Постои личност која ги изброила атомите на земјава.
It's an expansion of Krishna.
Тоа е една експанзија на
Кришна. It is Lord Ananta Dev.
Се вика господинот Ананта Дев.
But although he has continuously chanted the glories of the Lord since time immemorial, even he could not come to the final count of Krishna's qualities.
Но дури иако тој од памтивек ги рецитира и ги пее славите на Господнот, се уште нема дојдено до крајот на своите раскажувања.
Now you must know that these qualities of Lord Krishna are the life and soul of his devotees in this world.
Сега треба да бидеме свесни дека одликите на Кришна го претставуваат самиот живот и душата на бактите кои живеат во овој свет.
That means if the devotees hear about these qualities, and even better, if they meditate about these qualities, and even still better, if they meditate about how these qualities relate to them, they get life.
Тоа значи дека доколку бачите слушнат за тие одлики на Кришна, или уште подобро доколку медитираат на нив, или најдобро доколку мислат на тоа како тие одлики се однесуваат на нивниот личен живот, тогаш добиваат многу животна енергија.
Now we will try today and on the other days to give this powerful rasayana tonic to all of you, which will hopefully give life to not only you but hopefully to me, who is the most dead person at the moment.
Сега во денов, денеска и во деновите кои следат, ќе се обидеме на сите вас да ви го подариме тој тоник расајана, тој нектарски лек,
yes,
кој ќе ни пружи сите нам живот, ќе ни овозможи да оживееме, а се надевам пред се и на мене.
Yes. Almost. We will test Veerachandra if he is actually capable to translate this nectar in the today is his final exam text. I believe maybe the most ecstatic of Krishna's qualities is kritagya, that he is grateful. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you for reminding us. Srila Rupa Goswami says, he who is mindful of services rendered is grateful.
Рупа Госвами вели, оној кој се сеќава на услугите кои му се сторени, таквата личност се нарекува благодарна.
And Prabhupada says, any person who is conscious of his friend's beneficent activities and never forgets his service is called grateful.
А Прабхупад вели, оној кој е свесен за добродетелните активности на своите пријатели и никогаш не го заборава доброто што му го сториле, тој човек е благодарен.
Krishna always remembers even the most tiniest of services which is rendered by a devotee to him.
Krishna се сеќа дури на најбезначајната служба која некој бакта му е понудил.
Yes, it is confirmed from the altar personally.
Еве да видиме потврда директно од алтар.
An example has been given by Rupa Goswami from the Mahabharata.
Rupa Goswami gave us a primer of Mahabharata.
There was a time when Draupadi was in great, great problems. It was a time when the Nitkovs, the rascals, were trying to strip her naked.
Ништожници се обидуваат да ја стргнат нејзината облека.
When Draupadi could not save herself, she finally surrendered to Krishna, throwing both of her hands in the air and calling out, "Hey Govinda, hey."
И во неможност сама да се справи со неволјата и да се спаси, Draupadi потполно му се предала на Кришна, подигнувајќи ги двете раце во воздух и извикнувајќи го името на Кришна.
Much later, Krishna remembers how his dear devotee called out to him in pure devotion.
Многу подоцна Кришна се сеќавал на тоа како тоа чиста бхактина го повикала неговото име со полна девоција.
And Krishna describes this in the following words.
И со следните зборови Кришна го опишува.
When I was away from Draupadi, she cried with the words.
Далеко од Драупади таа ги извика зборовите.
Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
This call for me has put me in her debt.
Со тоа што ме повика, таа ме стори свој должник.
And that indebtedness is gradually increasing in my heart. Krishna feels my devotee has called me. I feel so indebted.
Mm-hmm.
And Prabhupada says, this statement by Krishna gives evidence of how one can please the Supreme Lord simply by addressing him, Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda!
Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda!
Ova izjava na Prabhupada veli kako ova izjava na Krishna mi ilustrira faktor da Krishna stanova dolžnik na samo na onoj bakter koji go izvrknuva njegovo to ime.
Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda!
Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda!
Krishna hears this. Especially if it comes on the heart wire. Yes. Then Krishna feels, oh, this devotee has called me. Krishna never forgets when a devotee chants. Prabhupada once said, Krishna has a list with the names of the chanters. When you have managed to be on Krishna's mercy list, where is your worry, Natalia?
Zašto da se grižite u ovoj svijetu? Zašto da se grižite?
Srila Prabhupada, he says, the Maha Mantra is also simply an address to the Lord and His energy.
Prabhupada veli, Maha Mantra je jednostavno vidno obraćanje kom Krishna i njegova energija.
So to anyone who is constantly engaged in addressing the Lord and His energy, we can imagine how much the Supreme Lord is obliged.
Tako da ne možemo ni da zamislimo koliko Krishna se čustuva odgovoren kod onaj koji neprestano go izgovara njegovo to ime i opovikuje njegova energija.
It is impossible for the Lord to ever forget such a devotee.
Gospodino, jednostavno, ne je vas ostavio da bilo koga da go zaboravi takvi od vakta.
I think we have hope.
Mislim da ima nadeži za nas.
Now there, Rupa Goswami, in order to prove his point, is Krishna will give another example how Krishna is grateful for the services which are rendered by his devotee.
Da baš jedan primjer kako koliko Krishna je blagodaren za službe što njegovite bhakti mu nude.
The example which we will hear now is of a devotee who rendered service to Krishna in a previous life.
Primjer od kojeg sega ga slušamo se odnosi na bhakta koji je služio Krishna u prethodnoj život.
And in the life where he again meets Krishna, he doesn't recognize Krishna and even fights with him.
I u ovoj život, u životu u kojoj se srekeva sa Krishna, uopće ne može da ga prepozne, drugo predizvikuje na duel ili na borbu.
However, Krishna remembers how this devotee in a past life had served him, and he is so grateful for this that he overlooks the fact that the devotee in this life fights with him and beats his soft body.
Međutim, Krishna može da ga prepozna toj bakta od manite život i kako svoj sluga i zato jednostavno go zanemaruva faktor što u ovoj život toj bakta se bori sa nego i mu nanesuva povrede na njegovo to nežno telo.
The devotee about whom we are speaking is Jambavan, the bear.
Bhaktata za koje zborime je Jambavan, mečkata.
He is most probably the oldest living entity in this universe.
Najvjerojatno to je najstarije živo suštvo u ovoj svemiru.
And he had already helped Lord Ramachandra in his siege on Lanka.
И он веќе му бил помогнал господинот Рамачандра за време на неговата обсада на Ланка.
But when the same Lord appeared as Krishna, he didn't recognize him, but when Krishna wanted to have the Syamataka jewel, which was in the possession of Jambavan, then Jambavan gave him a big fight.
Меѓутоа, кога истиот господин се појавил како Кришна, тогаш Джамбаван не можел да го препознае и на барањето на Кришна да му го предаде својот Сиамантака драг камен, Джамбаван одговорил со страшна битка.
But Krishna didn't mind it.
Но тоа на Кришна не отрешало.
Instead, Krishna showed deep respect to Jambavan by accepting his daughter in marriage. Even though this Jambavan had just offended him totally by attacking him,
Физички,
yes. So, therefore, it is said, the virtuous never forget even the smallest thing done for them.
Затоа се вели доблесните не забораваат ни најмалата услуга која некој им ја стори.
This is a quality of Lord Krishna.
Тоа е одлика на господин Кришна.
He remembers your service.
Он ја памети вашата служба.
And he will never actually let go of a servant, even though the servant may momentarily try to leave him.
И никогаш нема да го остави својот слуга, дури ако тој во дадено временско разлога се обидува да го напушти Кришна.
Кришна will pull the servant back by his hair.
Кришна ќе го фати таквиот слуга за косата и ќе го повлече назад кон себе.
In this life or the next life?
Во овој или во следниот живот.
See, he does not forget what anyone has done for him.
Он не заборава она што било кој го сторил за него.
I remember that the same quality is there in Srila Prabhupada.
Помнам дека сличната истата одлика ја наоѓавме во Шрила Прабхупада.
Even when there was a devotee who had left the movement for Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada would always remember the services rendered by that devotee.
Дури кога некој бакта би го напуштил одвижење сестрите за Кришна, Прабхупада сигурно би се сеќавал на службата кој тој бакта му е понудил.
For instance, once he went to one devotee, to one man, and handed him a nicely folded dhoti.
Еднаш, например, му пришел на некој човек и му попонел еден убаво треплен доти.
And the man reacted with such fear. He said, "No, no, I'm not yet ready."
Човекот искрено го страф и рекол, не, се уште не сум спремен.
Prabhupada said to him with tears in his eyes, "For the last 700 births, I'm trying to make you a devotee."
А Prabhupada рекол со солзи во очите, во минатите 700 животи се обидувам да те наведам да станеш бхакта.
Prabhupada had not forgotten.
Prabhupada
when Prabhupada was lying on his deathbed, all of a sudden he took away one golden ring from his finger and said, "Give this to George Harrison." He has done such nice service in spreading the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This is an illustration of gratefulness, which means to never forget the services which are rendered.
Тоа е илустрација на или пример на оваа одлика на благодарност. Никогаш да не заборавиме за добрите нешта или службата која ни е понудена.
I feel as devotees of Lord Krishna, we should become a little bit more grateful.
Јас имам чувство дека како бакти на господинот Кришна треба да станем малку поблагодарни.
If you look through the eyes of gratefulness, you will be able to see so many things which actually Krishna has arranged for you almost as if he would have been your servant. There is a very nice part from Madhurya Kadambini where the Lord talks to his devotee. He says, O best of the devotees, many births you have given up house and wealth for my sake. And out of obligation to serve me, you have endured the miseries of cold, wind, hunger, thirst and pain. Thirst and pain, you have tolerated all this. Oh my devotee, you have tolerated the contempt of other men. Oh my devotee, you have taken to a life of begging just for me. And Krishna thinks for a while. In payment for all your sacrifice, I cannot give you anything. I have become your debtor. I cannot give you mystic powers. I cannot give you material enjoyment. Because this is not what makes you happy. How can one give grass and straw, the enjoyment of cows, to human beings? Then Krishna says, though I'm unconquerable, I have just now been conquered by you. My dear devotee, I live for you and I dance for you. Now when the devotee hears these wonderful words of the Lord, he becomes a little shocked. He says, my Lord, I have done nothing for you. I was drowning in the river of material life. And the crocodile of misery was attacking me. But then you came. And you have thrown your chakra. And killed the crocodile of misery and frustration. Yes. And then the devotee says, oh no, I have compared your effulgent face to the moon. And I have compared your tender feet to newly sprouted leaves. My analogies look like a pile of burnt mustard seeds in comparison to a mountain of gold. They are so useless.
Yes.
So This is a little bit of the sweet relationship between Krishna and his devotees.
Ovo se znači nekoj aspekti na prekrasnite odnose nego Krishna i njegovih.
Krishna is so grateful for any service rendered to him.
Krishna toliko blagodaran za svaku službu koja mu je ponuđena.
But the devotee thinks he has done nothing. Hare Krishna. Now, the devotee, I was saying, the devotee needs to look through the eyes of gratitude if he wants to understand something of Krishna.
Сега јас споменав дека оно кој бакта треба да гледа из призмата на благодарноста доколку сака да му приде на Кришна.
It is described that a man's or woman's greatness can be measured by the degree he or she is able to show gratitude.
Се вели дека големината на човека може да се измери во однос на тоа колку тој или таа способна да покаже благодарност.
Let me ask you, for what could you be grateful of Krishna?
Зашто би можеле да бидете благодарни на Кришна?
Is there something you feel in your life where you can feel, oh, thank you, Krishna?
Дали постои нешто во вашиот живот за што би можеле од срце да му се заблагодарите на Кришна?
Please think for a moment.
Promislite za moment.
It's a good question, isn't it?
To je dobro prašanje, zar ne?
You can check your heart with this question.
Ovo prašanje možete da go testirate svoje srce.
When you feel no answers are coming,
ako vi se čini neka ne možete da nađete odgovor,
you know you need a bhakti injection.
Znajte da je potrebna dodatna doza na bhakti, na injekcija bhakti.
When I think about this question, the first answer came to my mind, thank you Krishna that you came in my life when I was 16 years, because otherwise I would have made so many mistakes and would now be frustrated.
Кога јас си го поставам тоа прашање, првиот одговор кој ми паѓа на памет е ти благодарам Кришна што ме најде кога имав 16 години, во спротивно ќе направев многу грешки во животот и сега ќе бидам фрустриран.
Thank you for sending me Srila Prabhupada.
Благодарам што ме го прати Srila Prabhupada.
And thank you for giving into my heart a drop of attraction for the sacred abode of yours, your beloved Vrindavan Dham.
И ти благодарам што ми подари барем капка на приближно за твоето свето пребивалиште Vrindavan Dham.
Now I also am very grateful to Lord Krishna that it is very clear in my mind what to do to reach his lotus feet.
Исто сум благодарен на Кришна за тоа што ми е потполно јасно што требам да сторам за да би ги досегнал неговите лотосови стопа.
I personally have no doubt in that the process of Krishna consciousness will work and does work in my life, and I feel very grateful for this, because if I wouldn't have this conviction, I wouldn't have any shelter in this world.
Чврсто сум убеден дека свесно се за Кришна ке делува и делува во мојот живот, затоа сум благодарен, бидејќи без тоа разбирање едноставно ке немав никакво засолниште во животот.
These are some ideas what I personally feel grateful for.
Тоа се некои од работите поради кои јас лично чувствувам благодарност.
This morning, for instance, I woke up in Skopje, like all of you.
Ова сабајле, рецимо, се разбуди во Скопје, како и сите вие.
And I remembered, I was immediately thanking Krishna that thank you for allowing me to come to these wonderful devotees and talk about you. This is such a great gift, actually.
И се сеќавам дека веднаш му се заблагодарив на Кришна што ми овозможи да дојдам во на ова место и да се дружам со овие прекрасни барти и да зборувам за него. Тоа е толку величествена работа.
When you are actually practicing to look through the eyes of gratefulness, you will find so many wonderful things in the world.
Кога учите да гледате низ призмата на благодарност, ќе бидете во состојба да се гледате толку многу прекрасни нешта во овој свет.
But Maya will always try to force us to look through the eyes of lamentation.
Но Maya секогаш ќе се обиде да нас присили да гледаме низ призмата на јадиковка.
Oh, this is not good.
No, тоа не е добро.
Oh, these people are impossible.
Овие луѓе се стварно невозможни.
Oh, my life is not 100% satisfying.
И мојот живот не е 100% задоволувачки баш.
Oh, we are worried.
Или чувствуваме грижа.
Will this come about?
Дали ќе се случи ова?
Will I actually reach my dreams? If you look with these mental attitudes, you will not be able to see Krishna in your life. You must stop to lament. Be grateful. Count the good things in your life which Krishna has given you. You can be grateful even for the air which you breathe. Like yesterday when we came out of the stuffy airplane, then the devotees greeted us and said, let us go in the hall and wait there. And I said, no, please, I'm so grateful to stand in the fresh air and have fresh air. Krishna is very merciful to me.
Тогаш бакте дека не пречека, рекоа, ајде да идеме во чекална, бидејќи на двор е ладно. Јас реков, не, хвала, толку сум благодарен на Кришна што можам да го дишам овој свеж воздух.
If you look through the eyes of gratefulness, you will see Krishna.
Ако гледате низ призмата на благодарност, го видите Кришна.
If you look through the eyes of lamentation, you will see Maya, Hare Krishna.
Ако гледате низ призмата на жалењето, ќе ја видите Maya.
This is fact.
Has
this been taught in the philosophy course? No, not really. Why not? It's so important. So I have reached my I would like to see now if you have some questions on this subject matter.
Имате прашања кои се однесуваат на оваа тема.
If you don't have a question, I will have a question.
И ако вие немате прашање, јас ќе ви поставам.
Vasco da Gama.
Well, I have a question about aware of gratefulness for Krishna. Good for neophyte devotees for us. Like us, for example, if we think of gratefulness of Krishna, maybe we will start thinking that we are vredni kapusika, that we are worth of this gratefulness. So should we just be aware and not meditate so much on Krishna's gratefulness, that, because it might become tricky for us that we are something. Дали за почетниците бакти како нас е добро да размислуваме многу за тоа дека е Кришна благодарен, затоа што може би да си помислиме дека сме ние вредни за таа благодарност на Кришна и да мислиме дека сме нешто посебно. Така да, дали само да бидеме свесни за таа негова благодарност, а премногу да не медитираме на тоа?
Yes, I think Vasco wants to point out a possible danger that you think, well, Krishna is grateful, I'm very special. God is personally impressed by me. I hope you will all also be impressed by me. I think the mood of a devotee to think about Krishna's gratefulness should be, or is a different one.
Mislim neka stav od na onog bhakta koji go čustva ili je spoznao blagodarnost na Krishna je poinako.
It is actually the mood is, oh, Krishna is accepting my services.
Neko bi stav je slednji. Oh, Krishna je prihvatio službu da koja mu je nudam.
How nice he is.
Koliko je samo prekrasno.
Even a little service, Lord Krishna accepts.
Gospodin Krishna
Prabhupada once said when there was a man who was offering a rose who had an to the lotus feet of Krishna, there was an ant on the rose.
Prabhupada jednom spomena jedan primjer kao neki čovjek nudel ruža na Krishna, međutim na ruži da se nagjela neka mravka.
I think it was a rose which was offered to the lotus feet of the deities. And naturally the ant touched the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna was so impressed. He thought, this ant is kissing my lotus feet. Hari Bol. The kiss of the ant. He was accepting the ant like this, as a lover. Lubavnik, yes. See, this thought that the Lord is accepting my insignificant service makes the devotees happy, and by this happiness the devotee is purified, not puffed up.
Ta misla, deka gospodina te prihvatja mojata služba, ge čini bakrite srekni i ta sreka ge pročistuvani ili te srce, ge čini čisti, a ne nadvojeni ili voobrazeni.
You can only become puffed up if you forget Krishna.
Možete da se voobrazite samo dok ga zaboravite.
If you actually genuinely and sincerely remember Krishna, you cannot become puffed up.
Ako istinski i iskreno se sjećate na Krishna, ne možete da se voobrazite.
Because Krishna is very purifying.
Zato što je Krishna čisti.
No religious person who is puffed up is really religious.
Nijedna religiozna ličnost koja je voobrazena ne je navistina religiozna.
Just like no religious person who makes war is actually a religious person.
Kao što niti jedna religiozna osoba koja predizvikuje vojne ne je navistina religiozna.
There are no religious wars.
Ne postoje religiozne vojne.
Like Iraq or America against Iraq. It's not religious, it's irreligious.
Kao Amerika protiv Iraka ne je religiozna, tako ne je religiozna vojna.
Sometimes they say some religious wars in the world. They are not religious. No religious person will make a war. Like this Kali Yuga wars. The Kurukshetra battle is something totally different. It's only Dharma. So there is no religious person who can be puffed up. There is no puffed up devotee. There is only a puffed up non-devotee. Very strong words. in the evening before Ekadasi. But this is the beauty of Krishna. When you begin to engage your mind with Krishna, you will be transformed. If you have not been transformed, most probably you have not really thought about Krishna. Or you have not thought about Krishna in the proper way. You know, when a devotee thinks, oh, Krishna is so kind, he accepts me, he will become more humble. Like, therefore, I was reading this quotation from Madhurya Kadambini. The devotee hears how Krishna talks about him. He hears how Krishna has said, you were going through hunger and thirst and pain, and you became even a beggar just to please me.
Слушай, како Кришна вели поднесуваше глад и жед и болка, се реши дури да станеш просек само да ме задоволиш.
What can I give to you? I have nothing.
Што можам да ти дадам за возврат? Немам ништо.
I have become your debtor.
Станувам твој должник.
You know, now the devotee doesn't say, correct. we hear the devotee says nishta nishta. I have done nothing for you. In fact I have only offended you. This is the moods of bhakti. There is no room for pride and bhakti. When pride enters the heart, Krishna leaves the heart. That's the rule. I think we all have a lot of experience. Thank you very much. Nanda Dulal.
You said that Krishna is very grateful to service of the devotees. And on another place I heard that Krishna is accepting only love from his devotees. And if Krishna is accepting service of every devotee, then what is the love that a neophyte devotee is offering to Krishna? Guru Maharaj je rekao da da Krishna prihvata službu svakog bhakte i a s druge strane Krishna prihvata samo ljubav svojeg bhakte. Onda ako Krishna prihvata službu svakog bhakte, onda koja je to ljubav koju mu nudi početni bhakta, odnosno koji je pun loših odlika?
It's a fact, when we say service, or we actually mean loving service. Rupa Goswami has said this service must be favorable, or with a favorable mood, that is loving service. Krishna doesn't accept it. Here, your garland, Krishna. No, it must be with love. When Lord Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita about this, there is this verse, maybe you can help me, whoever offers with love a fruit. Patram pushpang phalang toyam yomi bhaktya pranashyati. Tadahang bhakt yuparitam ashnami prayatatmana. In this verse, two times the word bhakti is used. Krishna doesn't say, if someone offers a fruit and a leaf and water to me, I will accept it. Krishna doesn't need in particular water. He says if one offers with bhakti, and to make it sure that even the person who is slow-witted understands, he repeats two times bhakti.
Krishna veli so ljubav i zato se osigura da i onaj koji nema mnogo bistra inteligencija ke svati bhakti povtora i povtora.
Even the tupko can understand. bhakti, he wants bhakti, not water. Therefore he says it two times, bhakti. Yes, so yeah, Nanda Dulal now asks what is the bhakti of the young and neophyte devotee who offers service for Krishna.
Nanda Duval sega veli prašuva kada je ta bhakti kaj mladiot i neiskusen bhakta koji go služi Krishna.
Listen very carefully.
Slušajte mnogo vnimatelno.
The neophyte devotee will most properly have a couple of motivations when he offers this.
Bhagavata početnik najvjerojatno
because he offers his service through a pure devotee. These motivations are filtered out. And whatever is good is offered to Krishna through that pure devotee.
I samo ono što vredi mu biva ponudeno na Krishna i to blagodarenje na toj čist bhakta.
This devotee will say, oh my dear Krishna, here's this young devotee.
Toj bhakta kreće, dragi moj Krishna, ovdje je ovaj bhakta početnik.
He's a little young in spiritual life.
Malko je mlad vo duhovni život.
But please accept his service.
No te molam prihvati na njegovata služba.
We need such a devotee to interfere on our behalf.
Potreban je takav bhakta koji ke, za naša smetka ke stori nešto kaj Krishna.
Because we are still so motivated.
Zato što mi smo se ušli polni su razni motivi.
We may render service in the assembly of devotees to become recognized as a good devotee who can control other devotees.
Možeme vo društvenom bhakti da se pokažeme kako sluga na Krishna za da postaneme prepoznajeni. Da se istakneme kao nekoj koji može i kontrolira drugi devoti.
Yes, or now there is a second dimension.
A postoji vtora dimensija.
The first is it is what we do is offered by someone who is pure.
Prvata rabota je znači da je kao ono što go činime go nudi onoj koji je čist.
The second dimension is that sometimes it can be a motivation to please the devotee in our service.
Druga dimenzija je da cijela na naša ta služba može da bude da go zadovoljimo toj bhakta.
I remember this was surely the case in my beginning life in devotional service.
Ja se sjećam da je to tako bilo što služe na primjer sa mene u početnite denovi na moje
služenje. I was taking a bath once a week in the hot bathing tub before coming to Krishna consciousness. And then I came to the Hamburg temple where we had only cold water and had to take a cold shower each morning, Hare Krishna. I'm still suffering from the shock. It was so cold, you can't imagine. Two devotees had to hold me, because when the water hit my body, I was going, ah, almost jumping out of the bathing tub. Yes, douche cabina. We didn't have a douche cabina. We were very. We just had a bathing tub in a big room, and then you know the, how is it called, where the water flows in, and we were going shh, in the bathing tub. No douche cabina.
Kada u golema prostorija i neko očešmo od kada što crpatme vode i se
podrapimo. Two had to hold, like, and the other there, and that's, juhu, višeg, ja.
Dajte mu da me držati tako da se podrapimo sa vodata.
And I was thinking, Prabhupada, I'm only doing this for you, bas.
Si misle, Prabhupada, ja se ovoga činam samo poradi tebe i toliko.
If you wouldn't be there, I would keep my standard one time a week, lying for half an hour in a hot bathing tub. This is a little humorous, but the principle is there. We do, if our motive is, we just do service for because of a devotee, Krishna accepts this as some significant service.
I u ovoj slučaj problematika da iznese na jedan duhovit način, međutim poenta je tuka, možemo da stvorimo nešto sa motivacija da go zadovoljimo određeni od bhakta, i Krishna to go prihvaća kao mnogo ozbiljna služba.
Find a dear devotee of the Lord.
Pronađete neki bhakta koji je mnogo drag na gospodinu.
Somehow or other.
Na neki način.
And then do service.
I toga služite vam.
Don't look at the devotee with material eyes and hatred in your glance.
Nemojte da go promatrate takvi od bhakta sa materijalna vizija i sa omraza u svoj pogled.
Look with love.
Gledajte sa ljubav.
And do service.
I služite.
And Krishna will accept it as something meaningful. It is really wonderful. Actually, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya used to say, someone who says he serves God directly, it is questionable if he actually pleases the Lord.
Pod golem znak na prašanje je da li neko go zadovoljava Boga onaj koji veli da direktno ne mu služi.
He may serve the Lord, but is he pleasing?
Može da služi, no da li je takva ta služba, da li mu pruža zadovoljstvo?
But he who serves the devotee of the Lord will 100% please the Lord.
No onaj koji go služi baktada na gospodinu, 100% je go zadovolji na njegu.
I personally think, Nanda Dula, this is a very relevant answer also for you and your natural characteristic. So two answers. The bhakti of the new devotee to Krishna is that whatever good is there, it is offered through the parampara to Krishna.
Znači dva odgovora su tuka. Prva neka, što je da je dobro ga služba na mladi od bhakta, možda na Krishna niz parampara sledoš.
Or if he does something purposefully with the idea of pleasing a devotee, then this is more pleasing to Krishna than direct service.
Ili dokoliko neko nešto čini slično sa namjerom, svjesno sa namjerom da ga zadovolji bhakta na Krishna, to je mu pruža na Krishna ušte pogolimo zadovoljstvo.
Hare Krishna. Bhakti Gananta. Oh, Granta, they say. Grantaji.
So Maharaj, I would like to ask you, during the class, I get such a nice impression how
it would be nice to live in this world of gratefulness. And I would like to ask you, what is the price the devotee have to pay to get such a nice blessing to enter in this world, to live in this state of mind, and to be always grateful to the devotees, even for the smallest things, as you said, for the air we have and nice association and everything. Znači, pitao sam Maharaja, tokom lekcije sam stekao utisak kako je samo lepo živjeti u tom svijetu zahvalnosti. I onda sam htio da pitam Maharaja koja je cena koju bhakti treba da plati da bi ušao u taj svijet. Tako da može stalno da bude zahvalan, kao što je Maharaj rekao, za vazdu, za ovako lepo društvo bhakti.
Let me repeat the question for the tape hearing posterity. If a devotee, no, Bhaktigranta wishes to hear what is the price the devotee has to pay in order to enter the world of gratefulness.
Bhaktigranta želi da čuje koja je cena ta što Bhaktigranta treba da plati za da vleze i da žive u toj svetna blagodat.
Humility.
Poniznost.
Pay in coins of humility. The new currency. Humility is also the visa to enter into the kingdom of God. Sanatana Goswami describes that humility is the cause of bhakti, of prema, and prema is the cause of humility. Because this is such an important subject, I will tell you a little story which I told the devotees in Bosnia. Do you remember when Karna was attacking Arjuna? He understood, I must somehow or other kill this Arjuna. Only then we can win the war. And he actually called a charioteer driver who was Shalva, a very great king and fighter. So Shalva was driving the chariot. The horses were going through the battlefield, coming to Arjuna. All of a sudden, Shalva saw Krishna driving the chariot of Arjuna, and he got serious doubts if this assassination mission would ever be successful.
Arjuna i za moment se posomneval v uspehot na ta misija na eliminacija na Arjuna.
Eliminacijo. And he actually stopped the chariot and said, Karna, you fool, you will never be able to be victorious over Arjuna. Krishna is protecting him.
I zato je zapravo počeo da je rekao, Karna budala jedna, nikome ne nema da uspeješ da go oslobodiš Arjuna, pa nego Krishna ga štiti.
Let's go home. Karna, can't you be a little grateful? And understand that you are not strong, you are just, Krishna has given you some mercy. Now you want to fight against Krishna? Tuko! He said. Then he said, I want to tell you a story, Karna. Once there was a black crow.
Bila jedan crn gavran.
Ka, 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 ka. He lived at the house of a wealthy merchant. And the sons would regularly give him milk and honey cakes. And in this way, the cow became crow became very energetic. So one day, the best of birds, the swans from Manasarova Lake, came to where the merchant lived.
И еднаш најдобрите од сите птици, лебедите од мене со Саровара дошле до местото каде живеат.
The crow saw these swans and challenged the best of the leader of the swans, saying, "I can fly in 100 ways. How many ways can you fly?"
И тогаш тој Гавран ги видел лебедите и го предизвикал нивниот водач. Рекол, јас можам да летам на стотина различни начини.
I challenge you for a contest.
Сега те предизвикувам тебе на еден натпревар, да видиме како ти можеш да леташ.
I can fly up.
Можам да летам нагоре.
And down.
Надолу.
I can go very fast forward.
Многу брзо на напред може да летам.
And I can go around in a circle.
И може да се вртам во кругови.
And when I have gotten some honey, I can fly backwards.
Ако ќе се најдам доволно мед, можам да назад
летам. And the very jubilantly the blackest of crows performed all these flying maneuvers.
И најрадосно тој црн гавран изведувал разните летечки маневри.
Now the other crows were clapping in their wings and said, "Brother, you have practically won."
Останатите гаврани плескале своите крила и смело изјавиле, "Брате, па ти добио ова натпревар."
But the swans thought, this is too foolish. They said, "We are human beings. Say we are the masters of flying." We are practically flying like Garuda. One time we can fly around the world without landing. And then they started to fly back to Manasarova Lake. Very brisco and very elegant. The crow said, wait. And was trying to follow. But they was flying over the ocean, and soon the crow got so discouraged that he fell into the ocean water. The swan was saying, "Oh brother, what kind of flying is this?" And then the swan was turning around in one big circle, taking the poor drowned crow on his back and flew him back to the land. And the swan told the crow, never forget, you are so energetic because you live on the cakes and the honey and the milk of others."
На сметка на млекото, колачите и медот од другите.
But you are a crow.
Но сам по себе ти си гавран.
So I feel as devotees we should also remember.
Никако бакте секогаш треба да се кјаваме.
Shalva asked Karna, "Did you understand my story, Karna?" Don't fight with Arjuna and Krishna. You're living on mercy. Karna said, "Bring me to Arjuna, you coward." And he went into his death. So, dear devotees, let us not think, "Oh, we are so special." We have special mercy. That is our benefit.
Ono što je posebno kaj nas je milost, što imamo primjeno, i to je naše dobro.
Whatever we are is due to mercy.
Što i da sme, to da sme blagodareni na milost.
Ah, Mabu, not. It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if we remember it, we become very happy. Oh, Krishna, I'm your little black crow. But I will try to sing a kirtan. Hare Krishna! You become very joyful when you are humble. And you become very miserable if you are proud. Humble person is beautiful. What do you think about my story, Dauji? Nice story, isn't it? Yeah. Yamunaji, come. Obviously, we always are looking for an ideal place to an environment to live our devotional lives.
Jasno je da sigurnost kupujemo idealno to mjesto i okolina, okruženje za da ga praktikujemo svoj duhovni život.
What is an ideal environment?
No što je idealno okruženje?
The Bhagavatam says an ideal environment is where the Ganges water of glorification of Krishna, that is Sankirtan, is going on. Flowing.
Bhagavatam veli da je idealno mjesto je ona mjesto kada što neprestano teče vodata na Ganga na slavenito na gospodinu Krishna.
Yes. That's the only safe place actually in this world.
To je suštinski jedinstveno sigurno mjesto u ovom
svijetu. Now in India, yes, there is more chance for this.
Da, u Indiji se pogoleme šanse da kakvi najde takvo
mjesto. But for most of his Western devotees, Prabhupada suggested visits to the Holy Dham.
No, za pogledanje od prvi od svojite bhakti od zapad, Prabhupada preporuča da ga posjetuva, da ga posjetuva svetite mjesto.
He said, we need to go there to learn some culture.
Ima rečeno, da tamo treba da odime za da se naučime na kultura.
And then he suggested that the Western devotees go back to the West, but with a specific mission.
I potom preporuča takve da bhakti da se vratat nazad na zapad, međutim sa određena misija.
The mission was to preach Krishna consciousness in the West.
A misija da bi se propoveda svjesnost za Krishna na zapad.
I think if there is no preaching, then why stay in the West? It's not so favorable, the West.
Ja se mislim, dokoliko ne bi postojalo propovedanje, to zašto da živim na zapad? To nije baš mnogo povoljno.
Yes, or we can prepare ourselves for preaching.
Mi može da se pripremamo za propovedanje. Yes.
I remember personally Vrindavan festival with Srila Prabhupada, and I remember the lecture Prabhupada gave just before we went home with our airplane.
Лично се сеќавам за еден фестивал кој го проведов во Вриндаван за време на кој беше Прабхупад беше присутен и се сеќавам на лекцијата која Прабхупад ја даде пред сите да се заминеме со својот авион.
Our hearts was heavy.
Чувствувавме тежина во срцето.
Now we have to go back.
Сега мора да се вратиме.
It's always on the last day of the Govardhan retreat, you know, after 7 days, the devotees are all standing around the buses. No one wants to go in the buses. Usually they all stay before Burijan Prabhu's door and my door. And then I always say to Burijan, let us go to the buses, otherwise no one will go in the buses. Then we go to the buses, on the buses, and then the devotees go in the buses also.
But
then we go out of the buses, and again the devotees go out of the buses. They don't want to go to the west.
Yes.
It's very clear. So we were in this mood also. And then Prabhupada said, now it is your duty to go to the west. And bring Vrindavan to the west. I personally experience, when you speak about Krishna and you are together chanting about Krishna, then you know Radha, Shyam, Sundar, who are just behind you. Look at this very, very prophetic situation of the pictures. They are not very far.
Зборуваш за Кришна или кога заедно ги пеете имената на Кришна, тогаш Радаша има Сундар која о каква ли пророчка слика се новија токму позади тебе и јасно дека ти не се далеко.
I think this is most probably the most practical way of dealing with this question of the ideal place.
Мислам дека ова најпрактичниот начин на пристапот на тој проблем на одбирање на идеално место.
Also, some of us may still have some desires to fulfill in Krishna consciousness in the West.
А исто некои од нас може се уште да имаат некои желби во свесноста за Кришна кои може ги исполнат на Западот.
Someone may have an intellectual inclination and will, for instance, like to go to Oxford and study.
Некој може би ќе има интелектуални склонности и ќе посака да студира на Оксфорд.
Someone may like to have a musical inclination and want to make a CD.
Некој може би ќе има склонност кон музика и ќе сака да сними CD.
Someone may have a inclination for other things and he can fulfill these inclinations but with Krishna in the center.
Друг може да има разни поинакви склонности. И може тие склонности да ги оствари, но доколку го стави Кришна во центар.
But we should learn the culture of Krishna consciousness.
Но треба да ја научиме културата на свесноста за Кришна.
It's a fact, Vyachanta. I personally feel if we would know a little bit more culture, we would have a much easier life and spiritual life.
Yeah.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I will now give you some prasadam, the rest of my maha prasadam, and then at 11 o'clock today, we have a very nice radio program, I hear. But maybe you shouldn't stay up so long. I wanted to just make a very important brief announcement. Please, Bhadrasetuji, please remain still a little bit silent. We want to make very nice programs on Saturday, Sunday and Monday in Skopje, Bitola and Steep.
Убаво да ги организираме и изведеме програмите во сабота, недела и понеделник во Скопје, Битола и Штип.
And I want to thank the devotees who have arranged these programs, like Sundari and Sanatan and Vasco, for arranging the program. This was phase one.
И би сакал да се благодарам на бактите како Сундари, Sanatan и Vasco кои ги организираа овие програми, но тоа е само првата фаза.
Now comes phase two.
Сега е на ред втората.
to give the programs. And this is the part where we still need to think a little bit. I noticed that when Indra Dumna Maharaj gave a very nice program in Zagreb, he had a crew which was really, everyone knew what to do. It's not so easy to make a good program when the crew is not yet together.
Не е баш едноставно да се направи добар програм кога сите кои учествуваат во него не се здружени.
And it's not so easy to make a program when there is either the Indian factor or the Macedonian factor.
Не е ни лесно да се направи програм кога се вмешува индискиот или македонскиот фактор.
That is, you never know what will happen, will the technique work and so on.
Факторот гласи никогаш не знаете што ќе се случи.
So we have decided to make to learn from Indra Dumna Maharaj